I'm joined here in Elko by Amy Hale Ocker. She's a writer, cowboy, and spoken word performer from Arizona. Thanks for joining me today.
It was really great to be here, Julia. Thanks for having me.
You've published two novels and an award-winning collection of short essays. A lot of your writing draws inspiration from your other full-time job, being a cowboy on a cattle ranch. How do you balance those two vocations of being an author and then also working on a ranch?
They feed each other. I'm from Texas originally. I have to be careful when I say this, but I write and I ride. You can really mess that up if you have a Texas accent. I write and I ride. And when we go move cows, because we're on a rotation outfit, a Forest Service outfit, about the time that I am really exhausted and tired of sleeping outside and waking up to a completely frozen coffee pot and building a fire, it's time to go be in my office for a few weeks. And about the time I'm sick of hearing the heater blowing, I'm sick of the internet, I'm sick of being indoors, it's time to go ride again. Most of my writing is very deeply rooted in the natural world. When I'm out there, I'm writing, even if I'm busy riding and moving cows. And so the two of them really balance each other out.
Do you have to scribble things when you're out on the range?
I do, but I also write 3 pages of morning pages, a la Julia Cameron, The Artist's Way, every morning.
You mentioned in other interviews that you don't feel that there's any contradiction between being a female and inhabiting this very masculine world that you inhabit. How is that?
My job is a herder of mammals. I have ovulated, copulated, gestated a miracle in my body, lactated for months. So I think I'm qualified to be a herder of mammals. In this case, cows, harvesting untillable soil, harvesting what comes up out of the ground on land that would otherwise not be producing food. We're producing a healthy source of protein. As far as being a woman in a man's world, my husband says that he likes having women work for him. And the reason is because we listen. Now, I do not think that that means that we take orders well, necessarily. I think that means that we're listening to everything and all the facets around us. The horse between our knees, the weather, the mama cows, and whether or not she's got her baby with her or not, that's a big deal and it's easy to overlook.
Are there any parts of cowboy culture that you would like to see change a little bit or modernize?
I've been a part of the cowboy culture all of my life, and there are parts of it, yes, that I do get very, very frustrated with. Cowboy is a verb. It is not an outfit that you wear. You don't get to go to the Western wear store and buy boots and a hat and all of a sudden have some ethic or some personality or some character immediately. Cowboy is something that you do. It's a skill set. And it doesn't matter about gender, whether or not you have that skill set or not. And within the culture, I'd like to see some of the ranch managers and some of the foremen be more open to having some female employees.
You mentioned your husband earlier. He's your boss. He's the ranch foreman. But he's also a songwriter and an artist, and he's performing here too. How does that affect your relationship back home? Do you guys bounce ideas off each other, or are you a little competitive?
Well, we've been together 7 years, and that's been the trickiest part of our relationship. And we do critique each other, and we are hard on each other. And I bounce things off of him before I do anybody else. And I have a brand new poem for this gathering that I was very unsure of. It's a little edgy, and so I just said, here, I'm gonna try this on you. And when I finished, he looked up at me and he had tears in his eyes and I knew, okay, all right, I nailed it that time. I got it. I can go with this, you know. But sometimes he goes, I think it still needs work. And I listen.
So at least he's honest.
Absolutely. Yeah, unfortunately sometimes. Yes, he's very honest.
Thanks for chatting with me today.
That was fun. Thank you, Julia.